I would like to read from the Word of God this evening, from Matthew's Gospel and chapter 11. The Gospel by Matthew and chapter 11. We'll read from verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. We look to the Lord to bless the reading of his word. These, of course, are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. They are words of invitation. Come. We're going to think about this lovely message that the Lord Jesus spoke this evening and its relevance to each one of us. The first thing we should notice is that he's calling us to himself. He says, come unto me. Because the desire of the heart of God is not to call us to a religion, not to call us to a church, not to call us to any particular code of conduct or teaching. He's calling us to his Son. The Lord Jesus is calling us to himself. That really is the essence of the gospel message. It's not a creed, it's not a doctrine, it's a person. It's a person who loves us. It's the Son of God who has come down from the glory of heaven. We sang about it in our hymn, didn't we? And he came down to seek and to save that which was lost. He came to give his life on the cross at Calvary, to die for our sins, to pay the penalty for our sins, so that he could bring us to God, so that he could be our Saviour. And so that's why he's calling people to himself. Come unto me. For he is the only one who's going to give us the rest in our souls that we need. He said in another gospel, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The first thing I would like us to be very conscious of this evening is that we need the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to know him. We need to come to him. And so this is his plea this evening. Everything's about him. He says, come unto me. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. Verse 30, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. We need the Lord Jesus Christ this evening. We need what he can give to weary souls. And so the call this evening is to a person. Then we notice that the call is to everybody. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden. The gospel is for everyone. The New Testament tells us that it's God's desire that all men should be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The message is relevant to all, and he's calling all. As we'll see, it may be that not everyone sees their need of him, but everyone does need him. It may be that I am sick and I don't know that I'm sick, but it doesn't mean that I'm not. Everyone needs the Lord Jesus Christ. God sent him into the world to die for all because all need him. All the Bible says, have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And death has passed upon all men. We're all in the same boat as far as that's concerned. Our sin separates us from God. We all need him. We are all heavy laden with the burden of sin. Sin that will keep us away from God, not only now, but forever. But this is why the Lord Jesus is calling us to him, because he has provided the solution. He has died on the cross for our sin. He has taken that burden. And as we'll see, he's inviting us to take his yoke upon us. For his yoke is easy, his burden is light. For he has borne the burden of our sins on the cross. What a wonderful truth. What wonderful love. What a wonderful calling. This is no ordinary man who just thinks himself to be something and is seeking followers. Here is the Son of God who has the real solution to the real need of every individual, who can really come in to anyone's circumstances and lift that burden and give forgiveness and give salvation. And he does it not only for those who need his salvation. He does it for those who already have his salvation. If you're already a Christian, you can still come to him. Maybe you're laboring and toiling and you're heavy laden and struggling. He says, come unto me. He's the answer to every individual's need. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And so it's a call to come to him. It's a call for everyone, but it's a call that demands an individual response. The Lord Jesus says, come. That demands a response. That demands that we react to that message. He doesn't force himself upon anyone. He doesn't oblige anyone to do anything. But he's there, available, and desiring to save every individual soul. He longs for it, and he makes that longing known. He gives out his call. We sang about it, calling for me, for me. I wonder this evening, can you hear the voice of the Lord Jesus calling for you and saying, come unto me? We'll never get salvation unless we come to him. Unless we personally trust him. Unless we believe in him as our Savior and Lord. And personally put our faith in him, understanding that if he paid the price for our sin on the cross, and that if we trust in him, then what he has done on the cross is transferred to our account. The price is paid for us. We are forgiven. We are free. But we have to come to him. The Apostle Peter puts it this way in Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved. What an invitation. Will you come to the Savior this evening? Will you come to him? We might ask ourselves, since that offer of salvation is so great, since his love is so great for us, if his sacrifice on the cross assures our forgiveness if we come to him, why is it that so many don't come to him? Lord Jesus makes it clear that those who are going to come to him are those who feel their need. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. The Lord Jesus spoke to the religious leaders of his day and says, you will not come to me that you might have eternal life. And they didn't come to him because they didn't see their need. They thought they were good enough. They thought they were righteous. They thought they didn't need him. And in fact, they despised him and showed their contempt towards him. They didn't feel the burden of their sin, although they were guilty. That's come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden. people who are toiling, people who are burdened, people who are in need. I wonder if that describes your life this evening. Has life been a struggle? Are there things you're really struggling with? Really labouring, working hard? Maybe there's some religious burden being put on you and you're trying your best. But trying our best is really burdensome. Because we can never reach God's standard that way. And it can be hard work and toil and labour, and we fail and we're conscious of it, and then it becomes a greater burden. Or maybe it's circumstances of life that have come in that weigh heavy upon you. And maybe God would want to turn these around just to help you to see your need of Christ. And by feeling the weight of the burden, maybe things that have been happening in your life, things that you're passing through, have caused you to feel the weight and burden and to ask questions in your mind about life, about death, and maybe wondering what life is all about and what does it all mean and what's the purpose in it all. And it's weighing on your mind. The Lord says, "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden." And maybe you're restless in your soul this evening. And you're troubled. And maybe you're not exactly quite sure what it is. But there's something you know is not right. The Lord would seek to help you this evening to see that what's not right is that you need His salvation. You don't have it. But you can have it if you come to Him. But He says, "Come unto me." It's a response to His call. It's a response to His call because of the need that you have and you feel. And what do you get if you come to Him? He says, "I will give you rest." I tell you, there's no peace and rest for the soul of any individual like the peace and rest of knowing that your sins are forgiven. Of knowing you are at peace with God. The Apostle Paul says that being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what He gives. He's not going to burden you. That's what the religious leaders did in their day. They put burdens on people and told them they had to do this and they had to do that, and there were so many rules they had to respect and so many things they had to be attentive to, and it really was cumbersome and burdensome, and it was hard labour and it wasn't rest at all. What the Lord Jesus is saying is, you don't have to do anything. I've done everything. And you can rest in what He has done. Cease from your own labours. Release yourself from your own burdens. Cast them upon Him and come to Him, because He has done the work. He has paid the price. He's done it all at Calvary. And all you have to do is come, and in exchange for your burden and your toil and all those questions and doubts and uncertainties, He says, "I will give you rest," because you'll get His forgiveness, you'll get His peace, and He'll take the burden from you, and you'll know Him as your Saviour. What a wonderful call. Maybe you've been hearing His call. Maybe He's called you to come to Him a number of times. Oh, He's wonderful, you know, He's very gracious. Although you haven't come yet, and maybe many times you haven't come, He's still calling. He still wants to save you. He doesn't get offended at your refusal, but He does love you and He does want to save you. And He sees and He knows your need. And He has died for you. And He can forgive you. And He can lift that burden and give you His yoke that we're going to think about just in a minute. But you have to come to Him. It's the only way you can get it. Come to the only one who can give you these things. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He calls not only to come unto him, he calls us to take something from him. Take my yoke upon you. Take my yoke. The problem with so many individuals is that they think that for salvation and for forgiveness and to be right with God, they have to give him something. They have to try to keep giving him something. Something that they think will please him. Something they think that he will take into account in the day of judgment. But the Lord sees us, no. He says, come and take. Take my yoke. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. He's not going to put a heavy yoke of rules and regulations and hard things. You can take his yoke, which means freedom from sin, forgiveness of sins, eternal life. So we not only have to come, we have to take. We have to come as those who have nothing to offer and come and take what he offers. Come and accept what he has done for us. Come and receive his love and accept his sacrifice on the cross as the price that was paid for our sins. And receive from him the gift of eternal life. To receive from him the forgiveness of sins. To receive from him the rest that he promises. To receive from him the peace that every human heart is aching for. And we have to take. Now, he doesn't want us to come to give. The Lord Jesus told about two men who went up to the temple to pray. And one of them was a very religious man. And in his prayer, we can see that he was trying to give to God. He said, I thank thee that I'm not like other men. I fast, I pay tithes, I do this, I do that, and I'm certainly not like this sinner that's next to me. That poor man who was a publican, really means a tax collector. They were despised people. There were Jews who were in the service of the Romans, collecting taxes for them. And as he approached God, he said, God be merciful to me, a sinner. He came to take, he had nothing to give. He was conscious of his need. Well, it wasn't that the first person didn't have a need. He just didn't see it. Or he didn't accept that he had a need. He was self-sufficient. He thought he could manage fine. But he couldn't. And the Lord Jesus tells us, I say unto you, that man, the one that said, God be merciful to me, a sinner, that man went down to his house justified, not the first one. When we come to the Saviour, we come with nothing to give. We come in our need, because we need everything that he gives. And we come to take it. That's what he invites us to do. It's everything he wants to give us, but we come to him and we take his yoke upon us. And it's not that when we take his yoke, it doesn't mean that he carries half our burdens and we carry the other half. He takes them all. He becomes our shepherd. He becomes our friend. He gives us life. He'll support us and strengthen us. And everything that we want to do to please God will find our strength in him. That's why it's rest. That's why his yoke is light. Because it doesn't depend on us. We need to trust him. We need to take from him everything that we need. I wonder, have you ever come to the Lord Jesus? Has that been that moment when you have taken eternal life from him, received it from his hand? That's what he wants every individual to do. But he says, not only come unto me, take my yoke. He wants to change your life. He says, learn of me. Come, take, and learn. Learn of me. So when you come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour, it's just the beginning of getting to know him. And he wants us to learn of him. Not just learn about him. Oh yes, we will learn more about him. The wonderful person that he is. The creator of this universe. The one who was God manifest in flesh. The one who not only died for us on the cross, he was buried and he rose again the third day. And now he's at God's right hand and he's coming again. And the word of God would reveal so many things to us about the Lord Jesus. And yes, if you trust him, you will really start to learn more about him. But the idea is more that you will get to know him. We'll learn of him that we might become like him. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. He's linking this learning of him to his own character. And the purpose for which he forgives someone is not to hand them a ticket in heaven to put in their pocket, and one day when they've died and they stand before God, they can bring it out and say that I've got the right to get in here. Oh yes, the person that's forgiven is fit for heaven. I tell you, when you come to the Lord Jesus and you know him as your Saviour, he changes your life. And he teaches you. And he wants to make you like him so that you can be a light for him in this world. You can show his character. I don't suppose there are too many people that we know that we could say they are meek and humble. Meek and lowly in heart. And we're talking about the greatest person that's ever lived. The eternal Son of God. Yet as a man here on earth, his character was that of meekness, of gentleness, of love, of kindness, of sensitivity to other people's needs. The Old Testament has an interesting prophecy about him. It says that a bruised reed will he not break, and a smoking flax will he not quench. He'll do no damage to even the most sensitive soul. And in the greatest danger, I am meek and lowly of heart. He'll not only save us, he'll make us like him. He'll make us a witness for him. He'll change our demeanor. He'll change our character. He'll change our disposition. A Christian is not just someone who goes to a church, not just someone who believes the Bible, and not even just someone who has trusted the Lord Jesus. He is that. But he's someone who learns to become like the Lord Jesus Christ. That's really what the word Christian means. It's a follower of Christ. And when he saves someone, he gives them a full salvation. So he saves them, he gives rest, he gives peace, he gives forgiveness, he gives eternal life, he takes your burden, he'll be with you, and he'll change you, and he'll teach you about himself. So Christianity is Christ. Christianity is a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus. And a Christian is someone who is following him with a desire to be more like him and to show his character in the world. For I am meek and lowly in heart. Oh, you say, that must be really hard. That must be a struggle. Well, it is if we try to do it in our own strength. Maybe there are Christians here this evening and you're labouring and heavy laden because you're trying to live the Christian life and you're finding it really hard. And maybe it's because we're trying too much in our own strength. You see, the Lord Jesus doesn't call us to do something that he's not going to do in us if we let him. Not calling us to do something that he won't be there to enable us to do it. That's the wonder of it. Meek and lowly in heart, oh, but you don't know my temper. You don't know, oh, he can change that. Maybe we can't change ourselves, but he can change us. Meek and lowly in heart. And he adds to that again, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. There's such a peace in being a Christian. A Christian is not someone who's perfect. A Christian is someone who is learning. He's someone who has trusted the Lord Jesus and knows his sins are forgiven. And he has Christ as his Saviour. And he's learning. And he's learning of Christ. He's learning to be more like him. He's not the finished article. He's not perfect. Don't be looking at Christians and looking for perfection, because you'll not find it. Someone has said that the only people who find what they're looking for are those who are looking for mistakes in others. You'll always find that. And you'll find it in Christians. But you will also find that they're learning of Christ. You'll find something of the character of Christ. You'll find something of the power in the of Christ in the lives that has changed them. And shows in their character. And the way they speak and the way they act and their attitudes to others. And their desire to know the Lord Jesus. And their desire to meet with other Christians so they can grow together. And their desire to read the Bible to find out more of him and learn how he can change them. I tell you, it's a wonderful thing to be a Christian. I know that the word Christian is used so broadly and so loosely in our society today. But this is what being a Christian really is. That's what being a follower of Christ is. It's not something that your name, your title you got when you were born. It's not inherited. It comes from trusting the Lord Jesus. I am meek and lowly of heart. Learn of me, and you shall find rest unto your souls. Again you say, well, is that not too hard? Well, listen to what the Lord says in the last verse. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. I'm not trying to say this evening as I close that the Christian life's easy. But the Lord says that his yoke is easy. Because he will carry our burden. He will strengthen us. We're not carrying it all ourselves. We're not doing it all ourselves. And that's why we take his yoke. And when it's him that's carrying the yoke, and we're with him, then it makes it so much easier and so much lighter for us. That's the peace and the rest that the Christian enjoys. That's what being a follower of Christ really means. So how about it this evening? Come unto me, says the Lord Jesus. All ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me. Ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. And so we leave the gospel message with you. The call of the Lord Jesus, not my words, but his. Would you respond? And we encourage you and urge you to respond to him tonight. And come to him that your need might be met. And come to him for forgiveness and for salvation. And he will most certainly receive you, because he said, he that comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. He will not reject you. He will not refuse you, but he will receive you and give you eternal life. Shall we pray? For God and Father, we come to thank thee for what the Lord Jesus has done for us. We thank thee for his grace. We thank thee for his love. We thank thee for his sacrifice on the cross for our sins. We thank thee that he did a work that we could never do ourselves. And we thank thee for his call and his desire for every individual to be saved. We pray that thou wilt bless thy word to every heart this evening, and help each one of us to feel our need, whatever our current condition is. And we pray especially for those who have never received the forgiveness of sins. Pray that thou wilt help them tonight just to respond to the call of the Saviour and to come unto him and to take his yoke and to learn of him. We ask this and pray that thy Holy Spirit will work in every heart that has listened to thy word this evening. And we ask thy blessing now upon us as we part, giving thee thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.